More senseless gun violence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden calls the deadly shooting at a 4th of July parade in Illinois.
There's nothing guaranteed about our democracy. Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it.
He also called for more to be done to stop what he calls a violence of guns epidemic. The shooting in suburban Chicago left 6 people dead, at least 30 injured, as people ran and scattered in terror.
They had gathered along the parade route yesterday morning, many staking out their spots early to get a prime view of the festivities. And when the shots rang out, some people mistook them for fireworks at first before quickly realizing what they were. Police say the shooter targeted people from a roof, which he possibly accessed with a ladder in an alley attached to a building.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Highland Park. The suspected gunman was tracked down later in another town. Robert Cremo III considered a person of interest.
Charges have not been approved yet at this time, and we're a long way from that. There's still a long investigation, and there are a lot of efforts that are going to continue.
Chris Cavelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force. Cremo is said to be an aspiring rapper with videos on social media. There was also a 4th of July shooting in Philadelphia.
The first officer was a PPD highway patrol officer who suffered a graze wound to his forehead, and the second officer is an officer assigned to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, assigned to the Bomb Squad Task Force, who works here with us in PPD.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says that second officer was shot in the shoulder. Both have been released from the hospital. They're still searching for the gunman. In NATO's put on another attempt to put Sweden and Finland into the military alliance, sending membership bids to the two nations for legislative approval. The price of the gas pump continues to decline, down 21 cents now from its record high 3 weeks ago. AAA's national average for regulars now $4.80 per gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people across America did the same thing last night. Celebrating the 4th of July with fireworks. That was the massive display in New York City. In Washington, President Biden watched the fireworks on the National Mall after he hosted a barbecue at the White House.
A big-hearted place where we debate and disagree, yet we're united by a love of country.
He was joined by military families celebrating Independence Day.
We'll be bestowing the Medal of Honor, the highest military award to heroic service members.
4 people who fought in the Vietnam War will receive the honor. One of them, Army Staff Sergeant Edward Kaneshiro, posthumously. Recipients also include Specialist 5 Dwight Birdwell, Specialist 5 Dennis Fuji, and Major John Duffy. All of them led missions saving lives while putting their own in peril. Acts that President Biden says earns them the honor to be forever seen as people
who represent the best of America.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now that it's the day after the 4th of July,
barbecues have cooled down, but the sunburn hasn't. Symptoms can include red and tender skin, blistering, headaches, fatigue, even nausea in some cases. And the pain can get worse up to 48 hours after exposure. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a few first aid tips. For minor sunburns, symptoms can be helped with aspirin or ibuprofen. Drink a lot of water to help replace fluid losses. If you got burned while working, try to avoid being in the sun until the burn is resolved. There are some topical creams that might help as well. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, coming off a long holiday weekend after another losing week. The Dow dropped more than 1%. The Nasdaq went down a little over 4%, this despite gains on Friday to start a new month. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.